Welcome to the audio edition of the Fear of Flying Help Course. This self-help course can also be found online at www.fearofflyinghelp.com. This course is not intended as a substitute for professional medical advice and is not a substitute for in-depth therapy or counseling. Any unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this audio recording is in violation of copyright laws.
Are you nervous about flying? You are not alone. Hello and welcome. My name is Stacy Chance. I currently fly as a captain for one of the world's largest airlines. For years, I have witnessed nervous and fearful flyers. This is unfortunate because air travel doesn't have to be unpleasant. For this reason, I have developed this unique Fear of Flying course. You'll find this course helps foster a positive mindset and inspires confidence as it coaches you on the mysteries of flying. I'm glad you've decided to invest some time in overcoming your fear of flying. It is a worthwhile investment. I will make this process as easy, painless, and gentle as possible for you. Some people start feeling very anxious while just thinking about flying. So every once in a while throughout this course, I'll remind you to take a short break and relax yourself. The most effective method to calm back down is a simple deep breathing exercise, which only takes about 10 seconds. So when you feel yourself getting nervous, stop and take a couple of deep breaths. Here's how to relax using deep breathing. First, push your stomach outward. Take a slow deep breath through your nose. Try to fill your lungs from the bottom up. Pause and then exhale. Do this a couple of times and you'll soon see that you are in control of how you feel. This course consists of 5 lessons. To start with, you'll become more familiar with the subject of fear and anxiety. To establish a feeling of trust, you'll then learn about aviation from every angle. The people, the plane, the weather, the statistics, etc. Next, you'll learn methods for coping with stress, fear, and anxiety. We will then go through a virtual practice flight presented in the final lesson. At times throughout this course, I will share comments received from previous Fear of Flying students.
Dear Captain, my fear was constant, always wondering how long before it crashes. I no longer have that fear, and I'm looking forward to relaxing on my next flight. Thank you again. I must admit I was a little skeptical when I started the course, not believing for a minute that it would work.
This course will instill a new respect for the aviation industry and should allow you to feel a sense of security on the airplane. Nothing is 100% perfectly safe. I won't kid you. Incidents do happen, but they are very, very rare. As you will see, the people in aviation are working to make sure that flying continues to get even safer.
Lesson 1. Fear.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. President Roosevelt spoke those words during his presidential inaugural address of 1933. He's hoping to get people to regain some confidence in the depressed economy of the time. It's a catchy-sounding phrase, but what does it have to do with your fear of flying? Fear is a powerful emotion. It can even influence an entire nation's economy. You have made an important first step by acknowledging your fear. You may feel frustrated by the fact that your fear adversely affects your life and limits your freedoms. And I bet you also know deep down that your fear is something you can control or overcome with a little help. To do this, the first step will be to look at fear in more detail. This first lesson is a foundation. With each lesson, we will build towards a complete strategy for helping you with your flying anxieties. Why do you need to know about fear? Fear is often a significant obstacle in our lives preventing us from achieving many things. If you were to look closely at what motivates us, you may find that fear frequently plays an important role. In our world, fear seems to be epidemic. We fear change. We fear stagnation. We fear failure. We fear success. We fear dying. We fear living. We fear crowds, we fear loneliness. Fear affects our lives in so many ways, it sure would be nice to have some control over it. Fear is often not so much a psychological issue as an educational issue. This may be a relief to those that thought something must be wrong with them.
Dear Captain Stacy, for the first time in 30 years I was able to get on a plane and feel comfortable. I am usually curled up in a fetal position, crying, shaking, and waiting for the plane to go down in a nosedive. Your course has made me realize the plane is safe and I could sit back, relax, enjoy the flight.
If you could learn more about unfamiliar situations and become convinced that you could handle those situations, the fear would naturally subside. In order to help you in dealing with your fears, you must first learn about fear. It's kind of like that saying, to conquer your enemy, you must know your enemy. This military doctrine readily applies to your enemy, unwanted and untimely fear. Before we go off to battle, let's prepare ourselves. Let's learn more about fear. What is fear? What are the kinds of fear? What causes fear? Fear is the involuntary emotion we feel when we perceive or think that we are in danger, or when we believe something bad is about to happen to us. The emotion of fear is felt because of hormonal and chemical responses sent from the brain. Whether or not the threat is real, it is our perception or belief in the threat that triggers our fear. Our fear is real. Our emotion is real. Our perception is real. Is the threat real? Have you ever been surprised by someone in the dark in your own home? You round a corner and boo! You suddenly experience the emotion of fear. Your heart races and your breathing quickens as you fear for your safety. You think an intruder is about to harm you. Then you discover to your relief that it is only a friend or family member. For an instant you perceived a danger, but once you learn more about the danger, your fear quickly disappeared. Fear acts as our defense mechanism. As one of the most basic human instincts, fear prepares us to fight or flee. Fear is actually a good thing because it is responsible for our self-preservation. Do you think you'd be alive today if it weren't for fear? I know I probably wouldn't last long as a pilot if I didn't have a good, healthy appreciation of fear. Okay, so we know our fear is real. We know our fear can be good. We know we must have some fear in our lives. Wouldn't it be nice to have just the right amount of fear at the right times? We are not going to eliminate our fear. We are not going to eliminate our emotions. We are going to have to change our perception of the threat. That's where education, this course, comes in. We need to know or perceive when a situation is dangerous or not. What kinds of fear are there? We have learned what fear is. It is the emotion we feel when we perceive we are in danger. Now let's take a look at some definitions of fear. We will also look at some byproducts of fear and anxiety. Fear of separation or loneliness. This is the most basic fear, and it includes fear of death, the mother of all separations. Our culture teaches us to fear being alone. Obviously, when we travel, we are separated, and that can get lonely. I know, having spent many a day in a hotel room missing my family. Fear of the unknown. This fear accompanies change, growth, and any new endeavor such as flying. You'll become much more familiar with this endeavor called flying in the next few lessons. Fear of pain. Physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual pain can be imagined or experienced and then feared. This is the fear that gets my attention, especially the physical, but it's the mental, emotional, spiritual pain that is the hardest to conquer. Fear of loss. Loss separates us and leaves us open to feeling lonely and vulnerable. Many fearful flyers develop their fear in their 20s or 30s. As we get older, many of us have new families that we care about. When we fly off and leave our young children or spouses behind, we may feel afraid that something may happen to ourselves or our loved ones. We fear we'll never see them again. Also, as we age, we become more aware of just how fragile and dear life is. The older some people get, the greater some of their fears get.
I'm writing to tell you what a great experience I had taking your course designed for fearful flyers. I've flown since I was barely able to walk, yet somehow experienced a tremendous onset of fear in my early 20s. There was no trigger for this irrational fear, and it was extremely frustrating for me to deal with something so ridiculously traumatic. I have an upcoming flight in the next couple of weeks, and I just couldn't stand putting my family and young son through another one of my panic attacks while on board the aircraft.
Fear of heights. This is a common and sometimes rational response to help protect us from harm. According to many psychologists, there are two natural fears that we are born with, the fear of loud noises and the fear of heights. However, experiencing an intense fear of heights while inside a safe environment such as an elevator or airliner is not a helpful response. Besides, nearly everyone reports that there is no sensation of height when looking out an airplane window. The perception of height just doesn't look real. All right, are you feeling a little nervous right now? Well, let's take a moment and use deep breathing to calm down. Remember how to do this. You push your stomach outward and slowly inhale through your nose. Fill your lungs from the bottom up, then pause, then slowly exhale. Do this a few times and you'll be ready to continue. Feel free to hit the pause button anytime to practice your deep breathing. Then you can continue. The fear of heights is usually a combination of the fear of falling, a natural fear, and the fear of losing control. For example, if you are standing near the edge of a high place, such as a cliff or on the roof, you may picture yourself falling over the edge and how horrifying the falling experience would be. Your mind then races and goes into panic mode. You then fear you will lose control of your actions, resulting in the very thing you pictured happening, falling. This fear of losing self-control causes you not to trust yourself to be near high places. It is your vivid imagination which starts this cycle. Loss of control. This fear is a biggie. We all like to feel we are in control of our lives. We exercise and eat right to try to control our health. We build fences and walls around our property to try to control our space. We want to be in control. But when we get on a plane, we have to sit down, shut up, and keep our feet off the seats. You may say, "Who's driving this thing? I hope he knows what he's doing, because I'm stuck back here and there's nothing I can do." By the way, guess who's the biggest control freaks? Yep, that's right, pilots. It comes with the job. We have to be in control. Claustrophobia. Another control issue is the feeling of being cornered, trapped, or not having an easy escape route. It is a learned response to being in certain situations. If you become afraid on a plane, your defense mechanism triggers you to want to fight or flee. On a plane, you know you can't physically fight or run away, so this can bring on the added fear of becoming afraid and losing self-control. You might dread the moment when the aircraft door shuts and you feel trapped for the duration of the flight. Many people report experiencing this concern, but the techniques learned in Lesson 4 can help you overcome this anxiety. Remember, claustrophobia is a learned response. You can learn to overcome it. Some people worry that if a passenger were to lose self-control during flight, they might be able to open a door. The doors cannot be opened in flight. The doors act as a plug when the cabin is pressurized. The pressure holds the doors tightly against its door jamb seal. You would only be able to get a door open if the plane was depressurized. On the ground, there is a safety switch which makes sure the plane is depressurized to allow you to open the doors in an emergency. When a door is opened in an emergency, a slide automatically inflates, allowing everyone to escape rapidly. Anxiety. There are several major types of anxiety, each with its own characteristics. Generalized anxiety affects people who have recurring fears or worries, such as concerns about health or finances. They often have a persistent sense that something bad is about to happen. The person finds it difficult to control the worry. The fears and worries are very real and can often result in the following: irritability, muscle tension, sleep disturbance, becoming easily fatigued, restlessness or feeling on edge, difficulty concentrating, or mind going blank. Everyone gets worried sometimes, but if a person stays worried or fears the worst will happen, it is hard to relax. Dwelling on the what-ifs doesn't help. If a person learns to see situations in a different perspective and learns methods and techniques to control the anxiety, generalized anxiety can be dramatically reduced. Panic attack anxiety involves sudden, intense, unprovoked feelings of terror and dread. People who suffer from this anxiety generally develop strong fears about when and where their next panic attack will occur, and they often restrict their activities as a result. Panic attacks often occur as the result of a period of intense worry or stress or disruption of one's lifestyle. People often are more afraid of the actual panic attack than they are of specific events. For instance, their fear of flying is not that the plane will crash, but that they will have a panic attack in a place like a plane where they feel they can't get help. Many people are greatly helped by simply understanding what a panic attack is and how many others suffer from it, about 1 out of every 75 people. Many people worry that their panic attacks mean they're going crazy or that the panic attack might induce a heart attack. Changing one's way of thinking helps replace those thoughts with more realistic, positive ways of viewing the attacks. It also helps to break a fearful situation down into small, manageable steps. Relaxation techniques can further help. These techniques include breathing retraining and positive visualization. Experts have found that people prone to panic attacks tend to have slightly higher than average breathing rates. Learning to slow this can help someone deal with a panic attack and can also prevent future attacks. Using a support group such as my online message board can also be very helpful. Specific anxiety may involve things such as encountering certain animals, example, snakes or spiders, or flying in airplanes, whereas social anxiety involves fear of social settings or public places. Post-traumatic stress anxiety can be caused by severe physical or emotional trauma. Thoughts, feelings, and behavior patterns can become seriously affected by reminders of the event. Sometimes this can last for years after the traumatic experience. The impairment of one's ability to function in social or family life can result. Education, group therapy, and exposure therapy are known to help with post-traumatic stress. Repeatedly reliving the frightening experience under controlled conditions can also help a person work through the trauma.
Dear Captain Stacy, before the September 11th terrorist attacks in the U.S., I only had a normal fear of flying. Afterwards, I was terrified. However, after taking your course, I feel so much more excited about our adventure. Before, this was always clouded by worries of flight, but you explained everything so clearly.
We have learned that there are many forms of fear. Each fear is caused by different situations. Just remember that the good fear is meant to protect us. That is how we are programmed. Hopefully, when confronted with fear, you will be able to identify and deal with it in a more positive way. Understanding the different kinds of fear should help you do this. What are the reactions to and symptoms of fear? Physical symptoms and reactions to fear may include racing heart, heavy breathing, tightness or pain in chest, trembling, shortness of breath, headache, tingling in fingertips, muscle pains, muscle weakness, dizziness, difficulty in swallowing, abdominal discomfort, irritability, and anger. You're probably familiar with at least some of these symptoms. We all are. Many of them are simply ways to prepare your body to fight or flee in response to a perceived threat. If you're going to fight for your life, you're going to need a racing heart and heavy breathing. Fortunately, in our world, we don't often have to fight for our lives, but tell it to our fears. So again, the symptoms may feel uncomfortable, but they have been necessary for a species' survival. The thing to remember when you feel these reactions and symptoms of fear is that they may feel uncomfortable, but they won't physically hurt you. You will not lose control, faint, or have a heart attack. You are just experiencing some good, healthy fear, just as your body intended. Mark Twain once said, "Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear." In summary, you have learned that your fear is a very powerful force. Your fear is actually an important necessity in your life to protect you. Your fear is just a result of how you perceive a situation to be threatening or dangerous. Ideally, you want your fear to kick in at the right time, at the right level. You need to educate yourself about flying so that you know that there's nothing to fear. In the next few lessons, you will learn much about flying in the aviation industry. You'll be assured that flying is safe. Then you will learn proven methods to overcome and ease your fear and anxiety.